Chris, prochaine question.
Hi, Joel.
Hey, Chris.
So Toronto, they had a pushback at the at the third period. How do you feel that the team managed that?
I played really well. 40 shots again. I mean, good game. I mean, they got a couple of chances. They got a couple of bounces there, and you know, it's played a lot of guys, a lot of minutes, a lot of young guys on the lineup. I think the guys stayed in control. You know, Puck found some of their guys a couple of times there and kind of went off dust and on them. And then obviously they had nothing to lose, so they gave it a push. But it was a hell of a performance, if you ask me, and for the most part. And we're already moving on to tomorrow. We get the 2 points. But as a coach, if you'd be behind the bench, the way the guy handled the game, you'd be pretty proud.
And can I get your comments on Kilfer? He hadn't played since April 2nd is when he got hurt in the game against Stockton.
Really well. Did really well. He was physical. I felt good this week about him playing. Last week, I didn't feel him. We talked a little bit. He was practicing. I felt him today. I felt, you know, yesterday I told him you're ready. He was first in line. He was engaged. We're like I said, we're lucky he's back with us on the ice, and we're happy to have him.
And we saw on social media before the game when the players were coming out of the bus, they were dressed in 90s costumes. And at least when we spoke to Harvey Pinard and to Kale, they both had a smile on their face when we brought that up. Like, you feel it was an activity that was appreciated by the guys today?
Yeah, well, the thing is, they've been great. They've been so good, you know. I mean, their attitude has been outstanding, so... A few weeks back, we were here, and I challenged them, and I said, if you guys win this weekend, you know, kind of made it a playoff, and we won both games, and I said, you guys win, next time we come here for the last trip of the year, you guys can wear whatever you want. You can, you know, we usually have dress code, but I mean, so you guys decide something that you want to do as a team for your last trip of the year, knowing that we wouldn't get a playoff, and I kind of tell them, I help them out, and did a bit of a thing with them. So they decided, I found out a couple of days ago that they were going to go like old school 80s kind of thing. And I love it. The picture looks great. I'm going to post it. They're such a good group. You know what? They usually have two bus. They usually have their routine where, you know, everybody's coming different time. And they decided today to come back, to come everybody together and to have the picture before the game and have their moment as a team. And just to show you that they wanted to do this together, and it's been demanding with COVID and with the mask and suspension, but they've been great.
Perfect. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. We'll go with Arpin Basu. Arpin.
Hey, Joel. I actually wanted to ask you something about that. You know, about you giving the incentive on the last trip that you can have no dress code. What are you presenting to your guys over the last games? You know, obviously there's no playoffs. You've clinched the division. What is the incentives, or how are you presenting these games to your players?
Well, you know, winning is hard. It's tough. It's demanding. But there's a satisfaction with it that comes with it. And, you know, everybody that's won something or been part of a winning mindset know what it is. This is a contagious, and you could tell, like, you know, the guys, even last game after Belleville, like, I mean, we've played a really good game. We lose 4-3, we're not going to win every game, and we give it a push, and the guys were disappointed. Like, we already clinched the division. There was no playoff, but I could sense the guy, he just wanted to win. So it's that mindset we have together that we just want to be as good as we can and do the best we can. And you can tell the way the guy came out tonight. Like, I mean, first period, we had like almost 20 shots. Like, he's just... You know, that's why I said they're good guys, and that incentive for them a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks back, where he dressed, you know, to the game how you want for that trip. You know, that's you know, they took it to heart, and we had a great weekend when we were here last time. So it's just the mindset. Winning is hard. It's difficult. It's demanding. You know what? It's something that we want to keep going.
So are there any special rewards on the line on this trip?
Well, there's 5 games left, and obviously we're shooting for best record we can. and get as many points as we can. You know, there's point at the table, there's a scoreboard. As a coach, I'm challenging the guy to do as good as we can. So I tell you what, like, you have to have that kind of mindset. You know, that's how you get better. So you target to get, you know, as good as you can on that trip, and then we go home and to do as good as we can at home. But that's the only way we can go about it.